Hey, how you doing?
Happy Monday!
It's 6:08 now. It is My Music Monday. Today is the International Day of the Babe. Of the woman.
That's right. It's all about us.
Well, this is a day that we, you know, we kind of focus on the women, make them think we care, you know.
I know how you roll.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we're phony. We're just doing it just to make you feel good. You know. So, who is your favorite female artist? For example.
I love In Vogue. I love Salt-N-Pepa. Come on.
That's your thing.
I love them.
Yes.
And I just saw them again because I watched Coming to America.
I saw that too, In Vogue and Salt-N-Pepa together.
Great?
Yeah. I didn't want to spoil it for you guys, but that was
no,
cool.
That was really cool.
Cool.
The best thing in that movie, that was cool. But the best thing in the movie for me, the funniest parts were Leslie Jones and Tracy Morgan.
Leslie Jones is hysterical.
Yeah, she's nuts.
Oh, she's crazy. Her so much.
It's great. Okay, Dell in San Diego, who's your favorite female artist of all time?
Exposé.
Come on,
the 80s
baby.
And 90s.
Oh. Well, that was like late 80s, wasn't it?
They started in the 80s and then they kind of went into the 90s. And they're still touring now a little bit.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Man, they don't stay in touch with me at all.
Right around like November, there was a Freestyle Explosion tour. They do that with like DVD.
Of course. Yes. Very good, man. Yeah, the Hot Girls of Exposé. I love it, Dale. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I played some Point of No Return.
No problemo. Wow. Okay, favorite female artist. I mean, you got to go, if you're a guy, you got to go with who you thought was, you know.
Hot. You mean maybe like Debbie Harry or Steve?
Not for
Stevie
me.
Nicks.
I mean, with all due respect to Debbie Harry, who I like, she's a great kid, but no.
Okay.
But Brandon,
I'll
was like.
I'll take Debbie.
Yeah, Brandon.
Debbie Gibson?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, I thought you were saying Debbie Gibson. Oh, Deborah Harry?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I just saw a video of her over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
When back in the day.
Oh, hot,
Ooh.
Right? See? That's who I was talking about.
Lord.
Uh-huh. All right.
But how about, I mean, the sexiest of all time? Hey, man, I don't know. So many
Susanna
beautiful.
Susanna Hoffs?
Right up there, man.
Gwen Stefani.
Do you come out of the womb knowing how to roll your eyes up to the left?
Of course we do.
Of course. Thank you.
And speaking of rolling eyes, hello, Governor!
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay!
I don't know about anybody else, but I was glued with my rolling eyeballs last night.
Of course.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle finally got to tell their side of the royal rift. By the way, Harry's nickname at the palace, Harry the Hostage, they called him, so you know.
Yes.
What a terrible.
That was his nickname, the Hostage.
Now
his nickname is the emotional kidnap victim.
Listen. You didn't see the whole interview, so quiet over there because
I know what I'm talking about.
All right. So they finally got to tell their side of the royal rift. They sat down, as everybody saw. I can't wait to see the ratings. I'm sure they're ginormous. With Oprah in a no-holds-bar interview, which was filled with race, anguish, and actual thoughts of suicide. Bombshell after bombshell, man. A lot going on behind the scenes. So while Meghan said she got along very well with the Queen.
Of course, she doesn't want to be killed.
Who she says she loves.
Uh-huh.
She did say her life as a royal was no fairy tale. And she said it all started going south when the British tabloids pitted her against her sister-in-law, Kate Middleton, claiming, and I don't know if people remember this, but it was weekly with these stories in the tabloids, that Meghan had made Kate cry
right before the wedding.
Well, guess what? Last night we learned that's not what happened. It was the opposite.
A few days before the wedding, she was upset about something pertaining to, yes, the issue was correct, about flower girl dresses. It made me cry, and it really hurt my feelings. It was a really hard week of the wedding, and she was upset about something, but she owned it, and she apologized, and she brought me flowers, and a note apologizing, and she did what I would do if I knew that I hurt someone, right? To just take accountability for it.
And see,
that's not what the palace insiders say.
Well, Meghan said the institution knew the truth but didn't say anything, and the relentless scrutiny from the tabloids and royal family silencing her hit her hard, you guys, even prompting, while she was pregnant with Archie, suicidal thoughts.
They said, my heart goes out to you because I see how bad it is, but there's nothing we can do to protect you because you're not a paid employee of the institution.
What does that mean?
This wasn't a choice. This was emails and begging for help, saying very specifically, I am concerned for my mental welfare. Look, I was really ashamed to say it at the time and ashamed to have to admit it to Harry, especially because I know how much loss he suffered.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that if I didn't say it, that I would do it. And I just didn't want to be alive anymore.
So were you thinking of harming yourself? Were you having suicidal thoughts?
Yes. This was very, very clear.
Wow.
Very clear and very scary. And, you know, I didn't know who to even turn to in that.
It's over now. Why do this now?
Because they want their side of the truth out, because there's been so many lies and so many things that have not been addressed by, they call them, the firm, the institution. And shockingly, Harry, when he joined the interview, admitted that his father, Prince Charles...
No.
Yes, guess what? You stopped taking Harry's calls.
No, my cell phone had dropped it into the toilet. No. And it wasn't working, Lisa. I'm an old man. I don't know how to put it in a bag of rice. No, I don't know how to do these things.
Yeah, well, you should have learned, because Harry said that after he and Meghan announced they were stepping back from their senior royal duties,
Camilla wouldn't let me speak to them.
Daddy wouldn't speak to them anymore.
I had three conversations with my grandmother and two conversations with my father before he stopped taking my calls.
So you just said that your dad stopped taking your calls. Why did he stop taking your calls?
By that point, I took matters into my own hands. It was like, I need to do this for my family. This is not a surprise to anybody. It's really sad that it's got to this point, but I've got to do something for my own mental health, for my wife's, and for Archie's as well, because I could see where this was headed.
Yeah.
Archie was having mental problems?
No. No, but this is more shocking.
Poor kid.
This is more shocking. They were informed that their son would not be given security or a title, okay? And certain royals were concerned. They wouldn't say last night, but certain royals, they did say it wasn't the Queen and it wasn't Philip, were concerned about how dark...
That narrows it down.
Yes, it does, Charles. About how dark Archie's skin would be.
Oh.
Take a listen.
In those months when I was pregnant, all around this same time, so we have in tandem the conversation of he won't be given security, he's not going to be given a title, and also concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
What?
And...
Who is having that conversation with you? What? And you're not going to tell me who had the conversation?
I think that would be very damaging to them.
Okay.
That was relayed to me from Harry. Those were conversations that family had with him.
If he were too brown, that would be a problem? Are you saying that?
I wasn't able to follow up with why, but that if that's the assumption you're making, I think that feels like a pretty safe one.
That is so corrosive.
I mean...
That is so bad.
Woo! That is not good.
That is,
Game of Thrones!
That's a nuke on the royal family.
Yeah,
I'm telling
well,
you. That's... I don't know, man.
Here's what we also learned. The
and
queen
she heard
was,
it from Harry, and she can't say who it is.
No, and Harry came on and corroborated it. We also learned that the queen was not blindsided, that Harry had spoken to his grandmother more this year than any other, and they knew everything that was going on. But the palace, the queen, nor Charles have yet to make a comment. I don't know what they could say about this.
Harry, my cell phone, it fell into the toilet.
Harry admitted that they were cut off financially and have been living on his inheritance from his mother. He also says he felt very trapped in royal life, and he feels for his dad and brother, who cannot get out, unlike him. They also revealed that they are expecting a girl, but if you've been listening to us, you already know that, because I have said that she was having a girl for a while now. And they are done in the baby department. Their family is complete.
You can tell her.
No, good for her.
No.
It's a girl.
Oh, Dad. You're going to have a daughter.
Yeah,
there's one way to get out of the royal duties in the royal family. It, they're just that royal family is toast. That monarchy is toast.
Wow. You know, and
it is.
Let me tell you another secret that they revealed. They were actually married before we saw the big wedding spectacle. Right. They got married three days before. Anyway, this two-hour interview was packed with a lot of drama and very surprising to a lot of people. Even me, who have covered the royals now for 5-6 years, I was shocked to
Not
see
shocking
some of that.
To me.
No?
It really isn't. No, I knew this was coming.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I knew it was coming.
At the end of the day, Harry said they left because of lack of support and lack of understanding. And by the way, he has to provide his own security now for his wife,
aww,
his kid.
Aww.
I mean, come on.
You know what?
He's
sooner,
a prince.
But here's the thing. Sooner or later, he's going to have to make a living because all of this interest in them is going to die off now. After this, it's going to go on for another couple of years, and then to support his lifestyle, he's going to have to get a job.
Well,
because nobody's paying him just
to... He's producing with Oprah and
right.
Apple TV, so that's
so,
a job. Well,
hopefully that'll work out for him.
Well, it's
you know,
got
because
to.
It's not going to get money just for being him anymore.
It's just bad all the way around, man. The royal family, when they call him the firm, they're not kidding.